As Boston's mayoral election heats up, a fresh crop of candidate signs is springing up. You know how it works. The campaigns deliver placards and banners to residents who put them on fences, lawns, and street corners. Some signs are modest in size, but others are enormous. It seems, in this campaign, that what could be called sign envy is an issue for some who've agreed to sport the signs. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to one block in one Boston neighborhood to find out more.
Roslindale abuts Jamaica Plain, Hyde Park, and West Roxbury. Its busy urban streets are populated by immigrants, students, young first-time homebuyers, and lifelong residents such as 45-year-old Stephen Brennan.
Most of us have been here, like our families, more than 100 years. Not them, but that house, they've never lived anywhere else. Pat, this woman over here, her daughter's on another house further down the street.
Looking down Durnell Street, there are a bunch of small green and white signs supporting incumbent mayor Tom Menino. But Brennan is going against the tide here with a huge sign for the other candidate, Michael Flaherty. It's 4 feet by 8 feet, and it's the one with the big face shot of Menino on the left under the word good, next to a full shot of Flaherty standing beneath the word better. Brennan says he put the sign up a few weeks ago.
I thought for sure we were going to find a fist through that the next day, but we didn't. But somebody did poke a bunch of holes in the Menino part of it. But that's easiest to reach from the sidewalk, though.
This mini billboard isn't the only sign on the property. To the left of the house, there's a smaller Flaherty sign. It's facing the neighbor's driveway, not the street.
We put that one up because of the Menino sign.
Brennan's neighbors have a medium-sized Menino sign. The Kantav family has lived in their house for 18 years. 50-year-old Alex Kantav acknowledges the dueling signs, but denies any sort of serious battle with his neighbors.
No, this is some great guys. I don't know, I hang out with them. No problem at all. I mean, I think he has a much bigger side than I have.
Kantav says he's not suffering from a case of sign envy. Instead, he calls it healthy competition.
I think it's good for the city. I think it's good because when someone is in office for a long time, you get to be a little bit complacent after a while. So I think it makes a statement in terms of civic engagement and just reminding people that, you know, there's an election going on.
Down the street and around the corner, two big Flaherty signs hang on Francis DiNapoli's fence. But the 93-year-old isn't taking part in any kind of sign war. He says the banners are a favor for a friend who's a local firefighter.
He asked me if he could put a sign on my property. I told him, go ahead, but it don't mean I have to vote for him.
And while DiNapoli and his neighbors have different opinions about Flaherty and Menino, there is one thing they do agree on. When the mayoral election is over, they say, the campaign should come back to Roslindale to take the signs down. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.